Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Today, actually, is the 89th anniversary of the Social Security Act, August 14th of 1935. And it's been one of the signature issues for First District Congressman John Larson over the years. We welcome him into the program here on Brian and Company. Congressman Larson, good morning. How are you?
Great, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Happy, it's always good to have the 89th anniversary of Social Security to you.
Yeah. Well, I hope I'm looking a little better at 89. but, you know, let's talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I know there's been legislation that hasn't moved, and, you know, we move, and I'll get to the tax element in a second, but where
sure.
are we with it right now?
Well, the legislation has close to 200 original co-sponsors, and I think you started off on the right approach, though. So where are we with Social Security right now? This is the brilliance of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That should be clear to everyone, and I think that's why, especially living in a center of the insurance world in Hartford, Connecticut, especially, everybody has embraced and understands that this really is the nation's insurance policy, and it is critical to capitalism and entrepreneurialism because it provided that safety net. Then when, through no fault of your own, a business collapsed and failed, that you weren't left out there all alone. And as we fast forward even to today, with a lot of companies and people getting away from pensions, for more than 40% of the 70 million people on Social Security, this is the only thing that they have. So it's the number one anti-poverty program for seniors, and it's the number one anti-poverty program for children. Because as you know, Brian, but not all people understand and realize that Social Security is not just a pension. It also provides spousal. It also provides dependent and disability coverage. In fact, more veterans rely on Social Security disability than they do on the VA. That's why this is so critically important. And astoundingly, it has not been enhanced since 1971. Richard Nixon was president of the United States. And so that's why I think this presidential election is critical with both President Biden and now Vice President Harris and Governor Walz are out there campaigning. And Governor Walz was an original co-sponsor when he was in the House of Social Security 2100, the bill that we have been pushing to not just protect Social Security, but enhance it and do the job Congress was elected to do on behalf of its constituents.
But, you know, Congressman Larson, you know, before we can enhance it, I mean, because right now all we talk about is the need within the next 10 to 15 to 20 years to cut benefits. So unless we fix the mathematics on it.
Right. That's what President Biden has done. And what he said is, listen, what's needed is to pay for it. You know, you have this, Project 2025, you know, that Trump denies, his 140 people that he has working for, but he doesn't know anything about it. But it's out there talking about cutting the program and raising the age. And the idea, Brian, is they say, well, look, you know, people are living longer, so what they ought to do is they ought to work longer. What they don't tell you is for every year that you raise the age actuarially, that's a 7% cut in benefits. And so that's a 21% across the board cut to a program that you pointed out that by 2034, if nothing is done, is cut 20% as well. There are those on the right who don't believe in Social Security, believe it's some kind of socialism. But what this is, a plan to make sure that in an entrepreneurial capitalistic system like ours, there is a safety net there, a program, an insurance program between the employee and their government. Now, as you know, Brian, the business pays for a part of that also, but that's a total tax write-off for the business. And so it's the individual and their government that are paying into this system, and it's Congress's responsibility to make the adjustments, and it hasn't done it since 1971.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I don't want to, you know, rehash the, you know, the similar conversations we have almost every time we talk, because I think it's important to move this conversation forward, and I don't know when we'll get some action on it, because I mean, enhancing benefits or keeping up with inflation are important, but first you have to have the security of the system itself, and right now it's not secure. But I want to ask you specifically,
so when has Social Security ever missed a payment?
And no, but it hasn't. The but it, these projections.
We don't have to go back to 1929. We can go to 2008 and 2009. And when people look and saw their 401k become a 101k, during that same time, Social Security never missed the payment. And to move on, how about Congress votes? That'd be novel, huh?
Well, I mean, I guess my question in the news is this whole proposal to not tax Social Security. What would that do?
Yeah, well, in the news, are you talking about Trump's proposal?
Correct.
Because we've had a proposal to cut taxes on Social Security for a decade, including when Trump was president. He showed no interest then. But the interesting thing about Trump and the Republicans with their proposal is this. Is that paid for, Brian? No, it's not. And so because it's not paid for, it's a hoax. Because the money would come directly out of a trust fund that we acknowledged already is in peril and will cut benefits across the board if Congress does nothing. And on top of that, what he's saying, no, what I'm going to do is give you a tax cut that's unpaid for. Now, the good news is we have a tax cut that's paid for. And so, yes, seniors definitely need, and this was put in 1983 and should not have been, what we need to do is lift this tax. You shouldn't be double taxed on Social Security. But the bottom line is this. It has to be paid for. You can't be conned out of this, is what Trump is saying, by saying, oh, no, this is you're being robbed, you're being stolen. He strikes at everybody's emotions, et cetera. And people are pretty angry about this when they hear it, and rightfully so. But I think everybody understands, as does the AARP and every organization from the Committee to Preserve Social Security to Social Security Works, the AFL-CIO, the NEA, they all say the same thing. Yeah, but it's got to be paid for or you hurt the trust system overall, which needs, as where we started here, needs to be bolstered. And we do that by lifting the cap.
We only have a couple of seconds. I wanted to ask you this, though, since it's now been proposed by both sides. What do you think about taking away taxes on tips for servers?
Tips for servers? Well, I think all of this is going to have to come before the Ways and Means Committee. If you're a waiter or a waitress, I'll tell you, it sounds damn good. Let's be honest about this. I think both candidates have come out in favor of it because it's a very popular thing in a critical state of Nevada. But all of it will still have to go before the Ways and Means Committee and in Congress and decide whether or not this is a viable thing. You'd like to see it work because, these people really deserve, and work awful hard for the money they get. And so it's got a lot to it. But where are you going to make up the difference? And that becomes the key.
Congressman Larson, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad to have you on
the show.
Pleasure's
all mine, Brian. And look forward to coming back on again, too, because I really think we need to talk about this, too. And I give every member of Congress and show them how much money comes into their district monthly. monthly for Social Security, and it goes directly to individuals who spend that money where? Right back in the districts that they live at, the grocery store, the pharmacy, the gas.
It is. It is economic stimulus. Yep, Congressman. Great. Have a great rest of your summer, sir.
You too. Thanks, Brian.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.